Welcome back to Regional Radio. As joining us now is Cade Willis, the latest Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Play It Forward Athlete of the Week, after what was a great week in the sport of wrestling for him. So, Cade, congratulations on the honor.
Thank you, sir.
So, what was your reaction when you found out that you were named Athlete of the Week to follow up what was an outstanding week for you?
I thought that was pretty cool, and I've been working really hard, so it's great to see that it's paying off.
Coach had some praise for your hard work as well, and it goes along with the talents that led you to a week where you went 8-0, you outscored opponents by over 100 points combined throughout that week, and you won the Central Invitational. So let's focus on the Central Invitational first. How did it feel to take first place in that tournament?
It felt pretty good. I took second last year, and I wrestled a tough finals match. I'm making improvements and small adjustments in all areas just so I can stay on top. It was a great tournament, ran very well, and I had a whole lot of fun.
What weight class do you wrestle in?
I wrestle at the 126 weight class.
And now, is that the same weight class you wrestled in last year, or is that up or down a little bit?
It is the same weight class I wrestled last year.
The same weight class, okay. So do you prefer, as the years go by, to stay in the same weight class, wrestling the same guys, or would you like to maybe in the future go up or down a weight class?
I will definitely be going up to 132 next year.
You're only up to 132 next year. What year are you right now?
I'm a sophomore.
You're a sophomore, okay. So what makes you think that you'll already go up to 132 next year? Is just cutting and staying lean for the 120 weight class too tough already?
Yeah, it's getting pretty – it's becoming rough, more rough as the year goes on because I'm growing and stuff, and my body's just ready to adjust to a new weight class.
What's the hardest thing to avoid snacking on during wrestling season so that way you can make weight? What's that one thing you really need to stay away from?
Any junk food or soda, but I don't really eat a whole lot of that because I wrestle year-round, so I'm always pretty strict on my diet.
So I guess you're looking for – oh, sorry.
Every food that I would say that I struggle with is probably M&M's.
M&M's are your weakness?
Yeah.
All right. Personally, for me, it's Oreos and Reese's Cups. Is there anyone in your family that has been wrestling that got you into the sport?
My dad wrestled when he was in high school, and he wrestled in the Marine Corps. And he's always kind of wanted me to do it. So one day I just tried it out, and it really was a blast.
Your dad wrestled in the Marines. So how big is your dad? If he were to wrestle, what weight class would he be in?
Probably 182. He's big, but he's really lean.
182 weight class. All right. So, who would be a better wrestler at the same age than if you know you guys were about the same size? You as a sophomore, or your dad when he was a sophomore?
Me. I've done a lot more than he has. He just started when he was in high school, so it'd technically be his second year, and I've been wrestling since fourth grade, so I've known a lot more.
Do you look to follow in your father's footsteps?
Yes.
How big of an inspiration is he, not just on the wrestling mat, but outside that?
He's a great, huge inspiration because he's got an amazing work ethic, and he's always doing the extra parts to help push anyone and everyone as far as they can and try to make them reach their goals.
So as part of being named the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Play It Forward Athlete of the Week, Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy will make a $25 donation to a charity of your choice. You chose to go with the Carly Huff Foundation. Were you friends with Carly Huff?
No, I wasn't friends with Carly Huff, but I've heard she was an amazing person throughout the years. I mean, I'm new to Central, and she just sounds really cool and was a huge inspiration for a lot of people around here. So I'd like to donate to her to help everybody else out as well.
Cade, is there anyone you want to help thank you to get to this point in your athletic career being named the Athlete of the Week?
I want to thank my dad, especially, and Coach Aholt and Coach Pulley from Central for pushing me the extra steps over the summer and stuff. And I want to thank all the Team Missouri coaches that helped me get more technical on my feet and stuff when I was traveling with them all summer.
That is Cade Willis, the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Played Forward Athlete of the Week, joining us. Cade, thanks a lot for your time, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll be back after this on Regional Radio.